I'm Notts head coach, Peter Moores.
I'm Notts captain, Stephen Mullaney, and you're listening to the Talk of Trent Bridge podcast,
presented by Luke Fletcher.
Wickets tumbling now, and it's Samit Patel again.
Alex Hales jumps to the skies, one of the great, great one-day innings.
Nottinghamshire!
Okay, hello, it's a podcast time again here at Trent Bridge. We are where we usually are, in the Radcliffe Road stand, looking out towards the ground. Which is looking great. Anyway, let's introduce today's guest. Two lads who both made their debut in front of 15,000 people. Probably never been done before here at Trent Bridge. Matthew Carter, welcome.
Hello,
the off-spinning legend. Two fourths already in List A cricket. Unbelievable. And Jack Blatherwick, the Hucknall... what do they call you, Jack?
Assassin or something.
Hucknall
like
Assassin. Yeah. He's with us as well, who had his family down for the record 15,000 crowd. Lads, thanks for coming on firstly. Carter will bring you in, mate. Two fourths in three games. Yeah, how are you feeling? You must be really pleased, firstly, to get in the side and then to have took your chance as you have done.
Yeah, it's not been a bad start, is it, really? Well, it's been all right.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's so cool. Look,
yeah,
he's
so chilled, isn't he?
I've got two fourths in 64 games. You've got two in a week. Blathers. Well, we didn't get much from Carts here, did we? Blathers, no. From your point of view, mate, you've worked very hard this winter. I've spent a bit of time with you and Oman on the bowling camp. And now you're in and around the first team, mate. And you made your debut against Warwickshire, was it last week or 10 days ago?
Yeah, something like that.
How was that, mate? Family down and all your friends?
Yeah, I couldn't really describe it, really. It was I never expected it. But yeah, I just enjoyed every minute of it. I just said to myself, listen, just whatever happens, just enjoy it and take it in, because it might be the last chance to get out there. So well, you take it in, aren't you? So.
Yeah, take it up, definitely. I mean, even for people, that, you know, players that have played a lot of cricket, that crowd was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was so loud. You get a wicket and it's ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of counties aren't as lucky as we are in the fact that they probably don't get 15,000 for a T20. So we were very grateful. As we said last week on the podcast with Frank, so we're grateful to the crowd, the support we have here, as always. So if you're listening, thanks a lot, and hopefully you'll come down tomorrow, which, again, is another big game, Carts. Notts Derby here at Trent Bridge. Floodlight game. And what does that mean to you?
It means a lot, because I don't like Derby.
That's a good response.
Well.
That's a good response.
Do not like it.
There'll be a few Forest fans listening. You heard. Blathers, Hucknall lad, the Hucknall assassin. Notts Derby. Is that a big game in your family, the Blatherwick family?
Oh, yeah, massive. Because obviously my uncle played for Forest, didn't he? So back in the day, Derby, he hated him. So runs in the family.
Runs in the blood. Are they going to be here?
I think a few of them are coming down, tomorrow. So, see what happens.
You had the same problem as me when I made my List A debut years ago here against North Ants. Your dad was on holiday, wasn't he?
Yeah, dad was on holiday. He said he was going to be there on my debut, but he was
where was
he? He was living it up in Greece, wasn't
he? Oh, Paul, if you're listening, that's shocking from you. And my mum and dad as well, they didn't rock up. They went to Skegness, they were mine in Greece.
Skegness.
Couldn't make the 2-hour trip back. You live near Skegness, don't you?
You want me to go there now?
You live near there, don't you?
Hour away, something like that.
How's your brother getting on?
Which one?
The one that played at Notts, the big ginger one, big cart.
Yeah, he's all right. I saw him last night, actually.
What's he saying?
Not a lot. Bit of abuse flying about. But
is he coming? Coming down tomorrow?
Don't know if he'll be coming tomorrow.
He was there on your debut, wasn't he?
He was there on my debut,
yeah. Was. So
he was sat there, that first one in the air.
4 for 40. Ed Pollock belting us all over here. Young junior Goob comes on, straight up.
Oh, yeah. Mum said Andy was sat on the edge of his chair, like, as soon as it went up, he went, catch eight.
I can actually imagine it. Now, what have you got? 9 wickets in 3 games. Who's your favourite wicket out of those? You took some decent ones, didn't you?
Yeah. Probably have to be Sam Hain, you know, just for how he was doing in the competition at that
Sam,
time.
Yeah, well, he's a future England player, isn't he, Sam Hain? And Blathers, I'm going to come to you because I had a dream that night before your debut that you're going to nick off Ian Bell. And for me, it was written in the stars when you came on to bowl from the Radcliffe Road end, and who was facing the first ball?
Ian Bell.
And I was thinking, here we go. It was unfortunate, but you only bowled 2 overs in the competition so far because of the pitches we played on and the situations. But just to have that experience, does that give you the drive to kick on and play all formed at Notts?
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, just being out there with your likes of yourself and Bawley, just like getting to see how you bowl and how you go about things, I think that's just been the best thing for me, really. I know I've only got 2 overs, but it's a start, isn't it? And that's well, where, exactly, mate, that's yeah. where I can go from. So
I think Harry, I was talking to Harry Gurney, and he probably, you were probably there as well at the same time. He said he made his List A debut about 4 over 40.
Yeah.
So you can be proud of your efforts, mate. You're involved in the team, which is the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. I never expected it. So.
Right, yeah. So. And two different lads here. We've got one lad who's a bit fashionable and up to date with it all. Then we've got one lad who likes to go shooting.
Old school.
Old school. Old school from Bardney. How's yeah. the butchers in Bardney, mate? I know your brother's always going on. What's it called? Odlins.
Nah, that's in Navenby, that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good butchers, though, isn't it?
Good sausage rolls from there, mate.
Cracking Lincolnshire sausage rolls. We'll have a shout out. We always shout out food on this podcast. We've had Hooters, Nando's with Ross Taylor, and now we'll go sausage rolls from Lincolnshire.
Yeah.
Blathers, how's the hair looking, mate?
Yeah, it's all right today.
You put a lot of effort in it
yeah,
today.
I've done a lot this morning.
You changed colour.
Yeah, I've had a few highlights, yeah.
Have you? Oh, my God.
Your sister sorted me out, didn't she? So.
Your sister does, yeah.
Yeah.
But any makeup today?
No, I'm
do
not.
Do you put makeup on?
No, that's Tom Moore's.
That Tom Moore?
Well, he's got fake tan on at the minute, actually. So
has he?
He'll probably kill me now I said that. But
especially on the podcast going out to a few thousand folks, Tom Moore's. I didn't say it, Tom. Jack said it. It wasn't me. I
sorry,
apologize.
Tom. Sorry.
Lads, we're returning to Championship cricket, where we sit top of the table. Big game against Somerset this week. Now, there's a chance that you both be involved with Jake Ball going off to England. Firstly, congrats to Jake Ball. He's worked hard this year and he's been
yeah,
probably the standout
it,
bowler
so,
in
yeah.
county cricket, hasn't he? Definitely. But yeah, opportunity in four-day cricket, is that something you want to play as well, or do you just see yourselves as one-day players?
Well, I think for me personally, that's the side I thought I'd most likely get in if I was to get in the side. So yeah, hopefully I'm involved, and if I am, I'll just take it in my stride.
Well, so. I did hear you say that you refuse to play in front of 15,000. And if there's not 15,000, you said you refuse to play. So I was thinking more four-day cricket is probably not suited. Cart, the last time you played at Somerset, what happened?
I got whacked.
No, you've played there twice, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, the first time. I did not mean that. I thought you played there once. The first time you played there, what happened? I was trying to big you up then, mate. You should have just forgot about that second game.
Yeah. Well, that went all right as well, didn't it? To be fair.
Well, it was your debut, wasn't it?
Dream debut, yeah. That.
Yeah, it was, but it won because we lost.
Oh, well.
It's got 10 for
yeah.
and lost.
Yeah. That was the only thing that disappointed it about it.
But to be fair, by the result, 10 for on debut.
Yeah,
pretty
I mean.
Special, that. You seem to crack debuts, don't you? 4 for in the List A, 10 for first class. What are you going to get in T20? 6 for?
That's enough. Nice.
Cool, calm and
no,
collected.
I like pressure. I like pressure, that's the thing.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. Proper... do well under pressure usually.
You proper do well.
Yeah.
You proper do well.
Proper do well.
Need speech therapy, yeah.
That's all right. It's not the cleverest room, is it? Let's
no,
be
yeah.
Blathers didn't go to school. I went fishing instead. you went shooting pigeons.
Cleverest out the brothers, mate.
Got Matt Halpenny, listen, he went to school.
You went to school. Oh, definitely went to school.
Yeah. Mine is from Mansfield as well, so we're not the brightest bunch in the podcast this morning. Lads. One show that is come on telly and it's gets a lot of airtime on social media. Are you two watching it? Love Island?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. Yes. Come on then, Jack. Who's your favourite?
Well, I tell you what.
You're a single man. Who's the best bird?
Hayley by a mile.
You reckon?
Blondie. I'm a blondie man.
The Scouse bird.
Yeah. She's a bit of me. Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah. She's a bit of me.
I know Kirsty will probably listen to this, but we were speaking last night. She was saying who's your favourite. I like that Kendall. You know who I like? Danny Dyer's daughter.
Yeah,
I
mean, she's all right. She's got sound bad, isn't she? Yeah, sound.
She
yeah. And she's Danny Dyer's daughter, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, so. You won't want to get on the wrong side of her, would you?
Be careful.
Who's your number one, mate? Who are you going for?
You don't watch it, do you?
It's silent.
Just hold on a second. I didn't see episode one. I don't even know the names.
It's only been on twice, mate.
Yeah, it's only...
Yeah, I know.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I watched the second one last night. Probably...
Blathers will know the name, so just say
the one that bloke nicked off the one who thinks he's quite funny.
Kendall.
Kendall. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, Kendall from Blackpool. Mm. Seems like a nice bird, doesn't she?
Down to earth, isn't she?
Down to earth.
That's what
we like.
What you need,
up no ball. Up no ball and Barney.
Well, we take anything we can't we?
Well, I'm actually in a relationship, Jack.
Oh, right,
so, yeah.
Sorry, yeah. I mean, me.
Right, we'll go away from Love Island, back onto the cricket. How much being involved in the second team has given you the platform for first team cricket? I know you're very early on in your first team careers, but do you see second team as the platform to building the players up? And is it important to to do well in that cricket first, or is it to get yourself straight to the first team?
How well does Boats
run that show?
I mean, playing in the second team, you get everything that you want.
Yeah.
If you want a bat, he'll give you a bat. If you want a bowl, then it'll just bowl you into the ground if needs be, just to get you where you want to be. But I would say that there comes a time in the second team where you feel like you're ready.
Yeah.
And once you play second team after that, you almost start to wonder if everyone else thinks you're ready.
Yeah.
I think the good thing about it this year is it's the culture and the environment in it is starting to be more like the first team.
Yeah.
Especially now I've been around it for the first time, I think it's not actually that far off, which is a good thing for us lads, because when you do make that step up to the first team, it's not too dissimilar to
second. Yeah, you're just slotting straight in, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. They like preparing you really to be ready for it, aren't they? So
that's my point. You know, is that it's obviously that if you're not playing first team, second team is the next best thing we can play.
Yeah.
So, you know, putting in performances in that is just going to obviously put you instead in it.
Yeah.
So talking about overs, we're all bowlers in here. Carts, you're a man that likes to bowl a lot of overs to get his rhythm. Do you have to bowl a lot of overs?
Yeah, well, I mean, the last over of that one day that I played on my debut was my 122nd for the week.
So really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of overs.
Man, I reckon I wouldn't be able to get out of bed. I'd need a crane.
No, I think about in the week I'd
bowl. You are a spinner though, aren't you?
Spinners, they don't do a lot, do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you stand at first slip.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've been demoted to second now, but yeah.
What's that 2 yards next to first slip? Oh, sorry about that. We'll run around at fine leg, Jack?
Yeah.
Jack, how well did you feel the other day?
Well, I just thought I'm not bold, so I thought I may as well do something in the field. So
that's very good of you, mate. Thanks for that. It's like Jonty Rhodes. I didn't realise a lot of. I suppose it must be a generation thing now, because young lads coming up through cricket now are quite fit, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's changing, isn't it?
You're rigged up.
There's a lot of changes in the gym now, aren't they? So I'm
not too bad, but I mean, I've just not got the bodies of you lads.
Yeah,
I've got the. I could graft through, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's all you need, isn't it?
Well, triathlon champion, won a gold medal.
Yeah, exactly. So
I like to
can't complain.
Like
you beat us all, don't you?
I like to keep mentioning that. Good on the bike, good on the swimmer.
Who beat you on the bike though this year, Fletch?
Did you beat me?
Yeah.
What on?
In the 30K.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Spewing, I'm doing that. Did you?
No, yeah, because I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, the 30K. Not the actual triathlon.
No, not the triathlon. You beat me on that.
Oh, you mate, you're a fit lad, aren't you?
Ah, no, all right. Not too
you look
bad.
After your body, Jack?
Well, I try to, but then it's hard when you've got the service stations when you're travelling around, aren't you, in the summer.
Well,
so.
I always find the M&S meal deals, you know, the salads, chicken salads.
Oh, yeah, it? Yeah. They're lovely.
I have the Coke Zeros.
Yeah. Over Burger King. Yeah.
See that. There's a Burger King there. Carts, you a fit lad? You get stuck in?
Try to.
That's all you can do.
Whether it happens or not, that's a different story.
Yeah, but mate, you're doing your job, aren't you?
Yeah. Well,
fit for purpose, mate.
Exactly.
That's what you want to be. 121 overs in a week and then make your debut. Solid effort, that. Do you want to play the T20?
I'd love to be involved in the T20. It's Friday night. Well, I've obviously watched a lot on a Friday night with my mates here since I was a kid.
Oh, your football mates, Joe Worrell.
Oh, God.
Jack's good mates with Joe Worrell, by the way, listeners.
Oh, God.
He's all good mates with all the Forest lads, aren't he? They like coming down here, don't they?
Yeah, I think they came down the other day, actually, to watch a game.
Did they?
I think they look, because they're in the off-season at the minute, so they're enjoying the self before pre-season. So.
Off-season, lovely.
Yeah, they're all going on holiday soon, so yeah, I think they might be here tomorrow.
Tried to get him in, but they weren't allowed.
Were they not?
From Forest, which is a stinker.
Ah, that's a stinker.
Be good to get him in, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Get him in for a net. He's not bad, apparently. He says he can hold a bat, so we'll have to see if he's...
We've heard all this before from people, haven't we?
Yeah.
We'll see what he's like. We'll put the young Goob on him. No one can hit Goob. Goober, 2020, see yourself slotting in, see a role for you after your recent form in the Royal London?
I'd like to, but I don't think there will be, obviously, because we've got Ish coming over, haven't we?
Well, I don't know. It depends what the surfaces were like. I mean, the pitch we played on here at Worcester was good for spin, wasn't it? Good for pace off bowling, so.
Yeah.
Depends what the surfaces are like, I suppose.
Yeah, I think, same as Durham. I think it just depends on either the pitch or like the size of the ground as to whether you go with two or three
yeah.
at the end of it.
people. I didn't realise how much you copy it off people in the crowd.
Yeah, there was a good bunch in the newsstand, weren't there?
Stag, I think they were.
Were they getting into Borley?
Yeah, can't remember what they were saying now. But
I don't know, they were going, you're just a... Liam Plunk. Liam Plunk. I can't swear on this podcast, but I'm sure you can all read between the lines. Kids, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Cots, how much of an influence has your big brother been, Andy, who spent 7 or 8 years at Trent Bridge and one of my good pals here? Has he been a big influence on your cricket career?
Yeah, I didn't think he was at the start, but moving forward, you actually realise what they have done and what they have taught you over the years of him being here and stuff like that. I'm still getting it at home now. Winds me up.
Yeah.
Do this, do that. It's like, shut up, Ginge.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone. And then you do it and it actually works. So you're just like, oh, maybe.
Big brother, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. He's
still go shooting with him?
Not so much now. Been Jim a couple Rhodes. Of times with him. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Papawick,
yeah. Papawick,
big shout out to Papawick and Limerick, producing the best, finest cricketers in Nottingham. Matt Carter, Jack Blatherwick, and I was at Papawick for years in my career. It's where I actually learned my trade, I reckon.
Footy was there as well.
Footy,
yeah. There's quite a few big players.
Yeah, a few lads have played there. It's a good club, isn't it?
Yeah, great ground.
I was actually went there last night to have a look.
Did you?
See my mate Johnny here.
Johnny, yeah.
He's been copping a bit from your uncle, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because he left
the sheets off
and it rained.
No game on a Saturday.
Oh dear.
20 points.
Not good for the ball takings as well.
No.
To pay the pros, eh?
Exactly.
No money for you two. Blathers, now you're from a sporting family, aren't you?
Yeah.
You've all the Blatherwicks played cricket. Your uncle, like you said earlier, played football for Forest. Is there pressure on you to come through and go, you know, and be successful in sport? Did your dad put pressure on you, Paul? I know he's a good golfer, Paul.
Yeah, he's all right. I think the best thing what my dad did was he didn't push me to, because obviously at under 15s I was dropped, didn't want to play. So I went and did an apprenticeship, worked in an office for a few years, and I thought, do you know what, flipping out, it's not for me. This. I've got ants in my pants, mate. I can't sit down for 10 minutes. So it wasn't for me, and I think the boss wants to get rid of me anyway. So
did he?
So I did a swift move, and then... luckily, I got into the under-17s and just went from there, really. But I don't feel any pressure. I think my family's quite a chill family anyway. You know, what family are like. But no, it would be nice to succeed and pass my uncle what he did. But we'll see what happens, I think.
Well, I've
got time on my hands, haven't
I? Well, so. You probably couldn't have started any better, really. You should be proud of the fact that you're in the reigning champions team, which is a good effort, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good to be around, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm actually buzzing and playing because some of the players we've got here is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, unbelievable.
So we'll cut you short there anyway. Thank you to Matt Carter and to Jack Blatherwick for taking part in podcast number 8, I believe, which it is. So, get listening. Any thoughts, feel free to pipe up on social media. Jack, what's your Twitter, mate? We'll get that out there. Get some more
Blatherwick JM.
At Blatherwick JM. Carts?
Not got Twitter.
There you go.
Oh, God.
You can't go through Twitter for carts. You have to go through what?
We don't get it out there.
Get your Instagram on there.
Instagram,
got,
mate.
Got no signal in Bardney.
No, Instagram. No, you actually aren't either, you know.
Aren't you?
No signal at all.
What's your Instagram then?
M_Carter9620.
There you go, listeners. If you've got any questions to ask about this podcast, or even if you just want to get in contact with Carter or Blatherwick, or myself, at Fletcher Luke, I think it is. At Fletcher Luke, or Fletcher19, or something like that. That'll be great. But thanks again for listening, and we'll be back next week with two other guests. Thank you. Cheers, lads.
Cheers,
mate.